Welcome to Inside Ag from Kansas Farm Bureau, the voice of agriculture. I'm Shelby Varner. Campaign School is an opportunity Kansas Farm Bureau presents to people associated with or running for a position. To learn more about what is Campaign School, we are joined by Brendan Wirth, Director of Political Affairs at Kansas Farm Bureau, and Alan Rivas, Atchison County Commissioner. Gentlemen, thank you both so much for taking the time to join us today.
Thank you for having us on, Shelby.
Yeah, thank you very much. Enjoyed it. Looking forward to it.
Brendan, to get started with you, can you just share what is Campaign School?
Well, Campaign School is a program developed by American Farm Bureau Federation over 20 years ago. Participants in Campaign School have almost 80% success rate when using the fundamentals taught. What attendees will learn when participating in Campaign School is really the nuts and bolts of campaigning. Campaign School is a non-partisan, non-policy approach to how to manage your campaign. And it's really directed at all offices. This year being a nonpartisan local election year, there's a lot of emphasis on school board, city councils, and other entities. The campaign techniques taught at this school have been used in state legislative races, off county commission races, and really a host of any other public offices that an individual might want to seek. It's really about everything from messaging to how to pick your issues and how to present yourself as it relates to how you would want to run your campaign.
Why does Kansas Farm Bureau find this as something important?
Well, I think we all recognize that the folks in our communities, whether it be at the local or state level, that step up and provide this public service. And once they make the decision to put their name on a ballot, that's really the first step in what leads to what we all hope for is good policy that comes out of governance. Once you take that first step and make that decision that I want to run and put my name out there and for the voters to decide, there's lots of pieces in between then and by the time you get sworn in. What our organization, Kansas Farm Bureau, recognizes that we need to help those folks across all of our communities understand using the experience we've had from others in our organization and the experience from other leadership opportunities we've developed in the organization of how can we best prepare them so ultimately when they become sworn in elected officials, the understanding and knowledge of A, to get there and B, be successful and hopefully support our policies that Kansas Farm Bureau and what our local communities are advocating for to make them successful.
What does that schedule look like of how you're going to give all this information to participants?
The campaign school's April 19th and 20th this year, and it's around a day and a half. Some of the components that exist within campaign school around the schedule, we'll start off mid-morning. We'll start off with mock interviews, and I think that's an interesting component. I don't know if potential candidates have never put themselves in front of a camera, whether it be for social media purposes. So we do a mock interview and record it. And then later on the next day, we actually critique it and give pointers on how to present yourself. The other things we help do is how to, you know, select your team, how to approach volunteers, how to set your campaign theme, select signage, pick your issues. Again, we don't advocate for specific issues in the campaign school, but how you communicate that message about whatever issues are important to you and what you think to your electorate, that's a piece of what we're presenting.
A lot of information, and you're going to cover a lot of different topics. So what people should attend this event?
Well, as I mentioned, this is really open to anybody running that is considering running to be a candidate for any elected office. Again, this is a nonpartisan election year. So June 1st is the filing deadline for local school boards and city councils. So those would be the priority that we're focused on this year. But again, we would accept and have had folks from that are interested in running for the state legislature, interested in running for county commissions, will be in 2024. This also is available to those that aren't candidates. There are folks out there that have interest in just helping candidates manage their campaign. We focus not just specifically on potential candidates, but there are current office holders that might see that value to this, potential campaign managers and potential campaign volunteer leaders. There is a lot of people that go into a campaign system. Not all of them are the ones that put their name on the ballot. So we really cater this school to a whole host of people that want to be involved in that process.
For this day and a half, 2-day strategy session, what do you hope people get out of it?
Well, there's really two things. One would be just a better understanding of how the process works. And so when you go to execute your campaign, when you decide to do that or help somebody else accomplish that process, you understand the pieces that you need to be thinking about ahead of time and during. But as much as anything, the confidence, I think that, you know, making that decision to put your name on a ballot, I've done it myself. I understand that once you make that decision, you're putting yourself out there to the public, making sure that when you start on down the road on a campaign, you feel like you're equipped to have the tools and having the confidence. We hope to and help instill that with our campaign school.
Alan, as someone who has attended campaign school, can you share a little bit about what your experience was like?
I think the experience for me was, you know, I'd already ran for office before, so I think the experience for me was more of a kind of rededicating myself a little bit to how to run a campaign and discover bad habits and do better, because you're going to have those. It was also it was pretty empowering, because with a lot of other people that are running for office or helping run some run for office, and it seemed like there was a lot of sharing of ideas, networking that goes on, what worked, what didn't work. So it was a combination of what Farm Bureau put together, which was an amazing program, but it was also what the individuals and sharing their experiences added to it. So yeah, I came out of there with quite a bit of information.
So what was that learning experience like, and what was your favorite thing you learned at campaign school?
I'm a pretty organized person, but it really did help me better organize that campaign and timeline. I tend to get out over my skis when I'm doing things. So this was really good because it sets up a very definitive calendar plan of what comes first, what comes second. So getting organized was a big part. And don't be so anxious to jump ahead and then realize you really hadn't taken care of something. So I had to really focus on that. So getting organized, probably the best thing, I think, for me, and I'll speak for everybody there, I think the most fun thing was the mock interview. And it was like the guy on the street kind of interview, like, you know, you got to get ambushed by the reporter and get asked a question. And they did it individually, so you didn't really know what was going to happen. And then those that didn't mind, we put those in front of the whole class and would critique them and talk about them. And that was a really, really good learning experience. I highly recommend that aspect.
What are things that you learned there that you've carried forward in your time as Atchison County Commissioner?
Well, as far as for the campaign, I put together three videos that were posted on social media. I had a really good Facebook consultant, I'll call him. So we got those put together, and those followed all of those principles about, you know, identifying your two or three key points and keep repeating them, find an effective message, find a good way to communicate it. Reflected all those throughout my campaign materials and speeches I gave, and I met people door to door. And so now that I'm in office, I have to keep repeating what I'm there for and that I'm getting those solved. So I think it's it all ties together. On a side note, I am planning on filing for state rep for 24. So I will continue to use these principles and Farm Bureau's help and move forward.
What would you tell to others who are thinking about attending campaign school? What would you say to encourage them to go ahead and sign up and come?
I would say if you're a little tentative about it or not sure if you're going to run or not sure if it's what's the right thing for you, you're not going to lose anything. You're going to gain something out of the school. Even if you go to the school and you decide not to run for office, you must be involved politically to some degree. It will help you with other people's campaigns or in helping maybe a local issue in your community. So I would say don't hesitate, jump right in. It was a very welcoming environment. Everyone was super friendly, helpful. The other attendees everyone was kind to each other. You think of politics as, you know, everyone's attacking each other and we have a laundryness, but it was all in good fun and everybody really did learn a lot, I think.
And Brendan, as someone who helps put this on, what makes you excited about campaign school?
Well, listening to Alan talk, if you get a chance, go check out his Atchison County Commissioner candidate page. He did a great job exemplifying a lot. You know, if you've gone to campaign school, you can just see the themes of what's taught in that and everything from his messaging to he did a phenomenal job with his interviews. It's just a great example of what that looks like. So obviously you've seen that come into action of even Alan's a great critical thinker, but you can't use those critical thinking skills until you get into office, and you have to campaign to get into office. And that's really what we hope to provide and connect with those that have help serving the public and value that. There's a difference between campaigning and governing. And you can't govern unless you campaign. And we really hope that Kansas Farm Bureau can help bridge that gap across communities and interested individuals and folks that want to help in the campaign world so that we can take them from have run a great campaign and then do great governance.
What are some other things Kansas Farm Bureau does for political engagement?
Well, the campaign school is just one piece of what Kansas Farm Bureau provides when helping candidates or office holders or PAC voters organize to elect Farm Bureau friends. It doesn't participate in local elections, but it does in state and federal, where we raise dollars through our membership and then distribute them to campaigns. That's a tremendous tool. Now, I don't want to give folks the impression that just because you come to Kansas Farm Bureau's campaign school, that automatically gives you a Farm Bureau endorsement. That is a separate process that requires recommendations from the local level that work up to our PAC board. But once that PAC board has made an endorsement, there are lots of tools and an unbelievably resourceful network from the ground up, from counties to the state level, that we can help candidates that can push them across the finish line. That kind of involvement at the local level is just, if you ask any candidate, if they've got a County Farm Bureau helping them along the way, it's invaluable.
Is there anything else you gentlemen would like to add about campaign school?
I would highly recommend it. I don't think you'll be wasting your time. I think you'll come away with a lot of information. And I think whether you'll come away with more than anything else is just the confidence to put your plan together and to move forward. I would recommend that when you get out of the campaign school that hopefully you have a mentor or someone with a little bit of experience that kind of sets you free, and that's fine. But it'd be really nice to have someone kind of follow up and see how it's going, or at least an employer, have someone involved with your campaign that has been there and done that, so to speak. So that's the one thing I'd add to it. But no, it was a great experience, and you won't go wrong.
Only thing I would add is I've been fortunate to be able to be a part of several different campaign schools taught in Farm Bureau over the years. And what I always enjoy is when you spend a day and a half with folks that want to be or looking forward to being engaged in their communities or maybe already currently holding an office, a day and a half with them. And at the end of the day, what this campaign school teaches and the process and methods that go along with it, you can't distinguish at the end of a day and a half with highly engaged, community-minded individuals which side of the aisle they would fall on. And I think that speaks volumes of what we're trying to help folks understand about campaigning. This is not about party lines. This is about how to campaign, get elected, and use your critical thinking and governing skills when you finally get elected.
Alan, Brendan, thank you both so much for taking the time to join us today. That was Director of Political Affairs at Kansas Farm Bureau, Brendan Wirth, and Atchison County Commissioner, Alan Rivas. If you're interested in learning more about campaign school that is taking place April 19th through the 20th in Manhattan, Kansas, you can go to www.kfb.org/campaign school. If you enjoyed the podcast, please give it a like and share with others. Just a heads up, we will not be having a podcast next week, but are excited to be back with you on March 21st to celebrate National Ag Day. I'm Shelby Viner, and this has been Inside Ag from Kansas Farm Bureau, the voice of agriculture.